Good morning, Harvest Christian Church. Come on in. Come on in if you're in the hall. Find your way in, and we welcome you. A little bit slow this morning as we don't have the children's ministry, so I think some are just waiting to get in, but come on in. I'm just opening. You can sit down for just a minute. I'm opening. We're going to pray because this day, outside of Easter, there's more people in church than there is any other time of the year. And I'm praying that they're not going to church for entertainment, but I'm praying that they would have an encounter with Jesus. Amen. People need to have the eyes of their heart open to have an encounter. It's about an encounter with Jesus that's going to transform them and change their heart. So I want to start with a couple of scriptures. This morning I don't have my wireless mic here, so help me. I can't use both hands like I like to. But you're in for a special time this morning. I'd like to just open with a prophecy that was given concerning Jesus and his birth. It was in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign." The Lord himself, God Almighty, will give us a sign. "Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel." Wow, that was a prophecy by Isaiah 700 years before. "Before I'll give you a sign, and his name will be Emmanuel." But then in Matthew chapter 1, we know that the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph. And as he appeared to Joseph, he said that Mary's going to bear a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus, for he'll save the world of their sins. But then it goes on to say in quotes Isaiah chapter 7, 14, and it tells us that Emmanuel, the interpretation is God with us. So not only was Jesus a baby, but it was God entering into earth. God Almighty says, "I'll give you a sign." So when we think of Jesus, it's not just a baby, it's God himself. And so I want to pray this morning and just open up, and then we'll get right into the service. But let's agree together that all across this nation and the world, is we're gathering to celebrate. It's not just a baby, but it's God breaking out of the realm of heaven and breaking into earth. It is the greatest miracle to ever think that God so loved us that he was willing to send Jesus, his son, for us. So, Father, we pray this morning that all across this region, all across this land, throughout the world right now, that the celebration of Christmas might be more than just, Father, celebration of lights and family, but, Father, a revelation of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, that, Father, when they see the manger scene, when they see Jesus, the baby, that, Father, they'll not see just a baby, but they'll understand it was God invading earth. And so we pray this morning all across the earth, and especially in this region, we pray for every church, every gathering right now. We pray right now that every message, Father, everything that is sung, that, Father, it would reveal Jesus, and that, Father, Jesus would become alive in the hearts of everyone that, Father, is gathering to celebrate this time of year. We thank you for a God encounter, a revelation of Jesus as the Son of God, a revelation of him not just as a baby, but he came as Savior of the world. He came, Father, to reveal God to us and God in us. So we thank you this morning that everything that's done, everything that's sung, every, Father, word that is spoken, let it glorify Jesus. Let Jesus be exalted this morning. And so we thank you. We praise you and give you all glory. Just bless, Father, our time together as Jesus is in our midst. So we welcome you now in Jesus' name.
Sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems. sweet while shepherds watch our keeping.
Helpless, hungry, lowly, afraid, wrapped in the chill of midwinter, comes now among us, born into poverty's embrace, new life for the world.
Who is this who lives with the lonely, sharing their sorrows, knowing their hunger? This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of a child, child of the poor.
Who is the stranger here in our midst, looking for shelter among us? Who is this outcast? Who do you see amidst the poor, the children of God? Who is this who lives with the lonely, sharing their sorrows, knowing their hunger? This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of a child, the child of the poor.
So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. So bring the thirsty, all who seek peace, bring those with nothing to offer.
Strengthen the feeble, say to frighten, but fear not, fear not, is our God.
Who is this who lives with the lonely, sharing their sorrows, knowing their hunger?
This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of the child, child of the bird. Babe, the Son of Mary.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. Oh, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ.
Deserves to be meditated on.
Because He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love and wonders of
grace and makes the nations prove.
room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
You know, one of those songs we sang said, in joy to the world, it says, men, let your songs employ. And I always thought, what's that mean? But now I realize it means, let your songs have their purpose. Let your songs declare something. Let your songs, let the things that we say out of our mouth, but the songs we're singing, let them say something. You can sit down. Let them speak something. Don't you love the songs that we were singing that reveal a truth? There are certain songs that say something that is very true and reveals the truth. In fact, sometimes I wonder, why do we sing the Christmas carols only at Christmas time? Because they're revealing the truth about Jesus. They're revealing the truth about what God has blessed us with through his son, Jesus, in letting me come and become God with us. What an exciting thing that takes place in that comes. There's a lot of other songs we sing, or at least I sing, and some of us sing at Christmas time. Sing at songs you probably hear, songs being declared over at the grocery store as you walk down the aisle, or songs at the mall, or songs in your car. I really especially miss at this time of year hearing my mom in the back seat of the car as I turned the radio on to Christmas songs, and she just loved singing all of them, whether they were Christmas carols or Christmas fun songs. And I mean, how many people here like listening to Christmas songs? Come on, hands up. Okay, there we go. I mean, and some of them are full of truth. Some, maybe not so much. Like, I don't know, dreaming of a white Christmas and dancing snowmen and sleigh rides in the snow and declaring, let it snow. Maybe you're not happy, but tomorrow it's supposed to be 54 and I don't mind at all. I don't mind not singing, baby, it's cold outside. Or, you know, the weather outside is frightful. I don't mind that it's not so. Sometimes our Christmas songs, like, I would like to know, a true show of hands, how many people have ever roasted chestnuts over an open fire? I'm looking. I see one hand. Two hands. Two people. That's more than I thought I'd see. Roasting chestnuts over an open fire. But I like that song. I like singing about it. Or figgy pudding. Now, I have no idea what figgy pudding is. It doesn't even sound that good to me. And there's another song that talks about homemade pumpkin pie. Now that I like. I can remember a Christmas. I mean, my mom baked really good pumpkin pie because she used my grandma's recipe. And grandma's recipe, outstanding. And so my mom, I remember coming one Christmas over to her house to where Mary brought the kids over. And there on the kitchen table sat three pumpkin pies, a pecan and a cherry also, but three pumpkin pies ready for us to eat later. Except for later when we went to eat the pumpkin pie, we realized my brother's dog had gotten up at the table and licked out all the pumpkin out of all three pies. No homemade pumpkin pie. That was sad. So, you know, not all Christmas songs bring you memories that you like reliving. Homemade Christmas pumpkin pie. Come on. It talks about some songs, this is a time for toys and cheer. That's one of the lines. Or another song talks about presents. And stockings hung by the fire and presents all under the tree. I don't know how many presents you wrap, but wrapping presents takes time, and wrapping them nice is really hard to do, and most of the time we just stick them in bags nowadays because that's at least a little bit easier, but I've talked to a few moms. I was talking to a mom recently who talked about the difficulty because maybe you have a child or multiple children or people who say, all I want, the only thing that will do. It might not be a hippopotamus for Christmas, like the song goes, but that sense, all I want, the only thing that'll do, might be something as impossible to get as a hippopotamus would be. And how challenging that is then to satisfy the desire of that one who says, that's the only thing that'll do is this. You know, or maybe it's, I'll be home for Christmas. Don't you love the sense of that kind of a song? There's no place like home for the holidays. So Maybe you've come home for the holidays, or maybe, you know, your holidays be spent with family, or maybe it's friends, maybe just yourself in a quiet morning celebrating your Christmas. I know, talking to my one granddaughter, she said, we don't want to go anywhere on Christmas. We just want to wake up, stay in our pajamas all day, and play with the cats and eat food, you know? I mean, no of this going home for the holidays on actual Christmas Day. I know another day she does, but there's all kinds of songs we sing, but I love the ones that have a reality to them, that sing truth, like Amy brought forth and the team brought forth today, that talk about the reality, like Gwen and Terry's song, What Child Is This? And declares this. There's a special there. What's your favorite song? My granddaughter, we were riding in the car, and she said, Grandma, what's your favorite Christmas song? And I thought about a couple songs that I really, really like, a couple fun songs, but a couple songs that really declare something that's truthful. And Amy and the team are going to sing one of my very favorite Christmas songs.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, then you kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? Is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. Did you know? heaven's perfect land. This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some other people said it's their favorite too. Did you know? Did you know? The words over again and over again. Did you know? And when I hear that song, I frequently hear Holy Spirit say, do you know? Do you know? I mean, what does it mean to know something? It's to perceive it, to realize it, to have understanding of it more than information. This word know, to have insight into something. Knowing something implies some intimate relationship and experience. You know, we've heard about Jesus, we've read about Jesus, we've been taught about Jesus, but do we know? Do we know? Do we know? John 17:3 says, eternal life means to know. Eternal life means to know. Do you know? Do I know? Eternal life, it goes on in that verse, John 17:3, I'm reading from the Passion. Eternal life means to know and experience you, the only true God, and to know and experience Jesus Christ as the Son whom you have sent. The Son whom you have sent. I mean, if we walk about, we see different nativities set out with a cradle, a manger, some form of holding a baby, or maybe the baby's in the mother's arms, portrayed in a card or something. But this is God whom God has sent. Do we know that? Do we know that? God says, be restored again, be refreshed again in your knowing. I want you to know. I want you to know me. I want you to know who I've come from and why I've come. I want you to embrace it and know it, just not to know it, but to know it, to let it be something that touches your very life, touches you, touches me. God says, I want you to know. Do you know? He asks, do you know? 1 John 5:20 says, and we know. This is what the word says, and if we understand the word, it says, and we know that the Son of God has come. We know we're not looking at just a sense of a baby. We're not just celebrating a baby, that any baby. We're knowing that the Son of God has come. Yes. And we are given understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. We've accepted Christ. We're in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. The Passion of 1 John 5:20 says, and we know that the Son of God has made our understanding come alive, so that we can know by experience the God who is true. And we are in him who is true, God's Son, Jesus Christ, the true God and eternal life. The Weiss translation, in talking about this verse in John 5:20, it uses the term, we know absolutely. That's what God wants. It says, we know with an absolute knowledge that the Son of God has come and is here, and he has given us permanent understanding in order that we may be knowing in an experiential way the one who is genuine, and we are in the genuine one, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is a year, God has said, of knowing. And we only know because we have Holy Spirit making truth known to us. The Holy Spirit has been given so that we might know him who's true, know the one who has sent him, know the reason for his coming, and we might know. This is a year of knowing, knowing with complete assurance, knowing without doubt, knowing without question that this is Jesus Christ, the one we celebrate today, and knowing him, knowing who he is. It says, we know with an absolute knowledge that the Son of God has come and is here. That's why we celebrate with such exuberance and such festivities and such lights and decorations and beauty in that, because we know something. We know that the Son of God has been sent and has come. God with us. 2 Corinthians 5:16 also talks about knowing, and it says, therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet we know him in that way no longer. Those that walked with Jesus on the earth said, we've known this man by the flesh, but now we know something. We know him as something more. And God says, however you've known Jesus, maybe you've known Jesus through stories that you've heard or pictures portrayed, but God says, in this day, I want you to know in that way no longer, like not in by natural knowledge, not by natural understanding, but to know in our spirits, to know in our souls, deep in our souls, to know in our very being that the one who came on the day that we celebrate as Christmas, the one who came as a baby, the one who Mary held as a child, that we know this is the Son of God. Who do we know? That song says, Mary, did you know? Did you know? What does it say? It says, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy is the Lord of all creation? Do we know that as we celebrate the birth of Jesus? Do we know this one who was birthed as a baby is the Lord of all creation? Do we know that he, before the beginning of time as we know it, he existed in the form of God, meaning he existed with God and as God. He is God, and he was part of creation. In Genesis 1:1, when it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Jesus was there. Jesus was there. The one we celebrate and sometimes look at as a baby, he was there in the beginning of creation. Think of this world and this, not just our planet, but all of the universe, how amazing and astounding and beyond comprehension and knowing it is. But he was there. Colossians 1:16 says, by him, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible things and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers and authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Throughout the word, it talks about how everything that God the Father said he would bring into creation and bring into being, he said, this is for my son. This is for the glory of my son. This is for the purpose of my son. All things came in that way. I'm going to read a passage from John 1. These are things that are in the truth, the word of truth. It said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He, it refers to the word as he. In the beginning, he was with God, and he was God in the beginning. All things came into being through him. Apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life. That life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. It goes on in verse 14 of chapter 1 of John to say, and the word, he, became flesh. That's what we celebrate. Wow, he, the word, became flesh and chose to become flesh and dwell amongst us. And we see his glory. The glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. He is the one. He's the one we celebrate. He is the one who has come, and he came with a purpose. It goes on and says in 1 John that he came into the world that was made through him, but the world didn't know him. Verse 11 says he came to his own, and those who were his own didn't receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe in his name. When we believe in him, he says, you have the right, you have the privilege, you have the position to know not only me, but to know the eternal Father and to become a son of the living God. Just as I, Christ, am the Son of God, you can come into that sonship and call him Father also, because you come into that if you believe in my name. Whoa, this is the one. Mary, did you know? I'm sure she knew well many of the Old Testament prophecies. She even knew what was told to her at the announcement to her that she would carry a son. But did she really know? And God says, I have come that you might really know, that you might know as reality, the one who is authentic, the one who has come to answer your need and be here with you. He is the one, and he came with a purpose, because it says that as many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God. It goes on in chapter 1 to say in verse 29, John the Baptist said he saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The song says, Mary, did you know? Did you know this child? Did you know he's heaven's perfect lamb? He's heaven's perfect lamb. I mean, we hear about the songs that are sung about Jesus when that child was born and his mother wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. And then later angels came and told the shepherds. But when you really study it out and learn the story, first the shepherds that were told, the first ones that were given this proclamation to say, do you know? Do you know what just has occurred? Those were special shepherds. History tells us they were special shepherds who watched over a special flock of sheep. The sheep, the lambs that were designated for slaughter, for sacrifice. They watched over them because an animal, a lamb that was going to be sacrificed, had to be perfect. Had to be without blemish. It couldn't be one who got hurt in the field or by another lamb. And so these shepherds had quite a serious task to guard that flock. I mean, thousands of sheep were actually sacrificed. It's a very bloody story of what the sheep that were sacrificed each year, each day even, for the sins of mankind, to say you can have right standing with God if you step into this place and allow something to shed its blood, a perfect lamb. But they were announced and they said there's a child that's been born and he's wrapped in swaddling cloths. You know, the mom, Mary, didn't just find some rags laying around in the cave where he was born and decide to wrap her baby in those things. She wrapped the baby in swaddling cloths. Well, the shepherds knew what that was. They knew that throughout Bethlehem, where these lambs were going to be born, were in each of the places that would birth them, in the caves that they would be birthed, would be some clean cloths set aside to wrap those baby lambs in so they wouldn't be hurt. Because once they saw this lamb is a perfect lamb. This lamb has no blemish. And so we're going to wrap it up. And then we're going to bring in the priest. And the priest is going to come and check it over and say, yep, that's a perfect lamb. That one we can set aside. And we're going to have that one as a sacrifice. And so that's why they wrapped him. That's what swaddling cloths were. Cloths that they wrapped those babies in, the baby lambs in, to say they're they're the perfect sacrifice. But Mary wrapped a baby in it because that baby had a destiny. Mary, did you know this baby that you're wrapping in swaddling cloths is heaven's perfect lamb? When John said he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The song says, did you know he's come to make you new? Do you know he's come and would save your sons and daughters and will deliver you? Oh, Mary, did you know that he would deliver you? In Matthew 1, 20 through 21, Pastor Bob read that in opening today. It said, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who's been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Mary, did you know? Do we really know each as we've walked through this month and seeing nativities in so many different places or in cards or hear songs about them? Do we know this one we're celebrating is the one who's the perfect lamb who came to save us from our sins? Matthew 18:11 says, "The Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." He's come. He's entered the world. He entered the world, and he had to do it by entering the world as we enter the world, like a baby, as a baby. He had to do it that way for his salvation to be complete. He had to become like us in every way so that he, in his deliverance for us, could be set us free. He came to save that which was lost. He came, he appeared, he was brought into the world to save that which was destroyed or ruined or perishing, that which needed to be saved, and he could only do it through that way. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, it's a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. To save, what does that mean to you? To save. To make whole. That word has so many dimensions. To make whole. Is there brokenness in you, in your life? Jesus came. We celebrate him coming to us to make us whole. That there would be no brokenness. Nothing broken. To rescue us from danger. To rescue us from loss or destruction, to keep us safe, to save us from the punishment, the rule, and the misery of sin, he came. He came. Mary, did you know this child you hold is God's perfect lamb? God sent him. The Father said, "Son, will you take this role?" The Son said, "Yes, I'll take this role. I'll come. I'll yield up all the places of my godly attributes, and I'll come in humility as a brand new baby so that I could walk the life that man has not been able to walk, that each you and I have been tempted and sinned. Each of you and I have held places where Satan has held us in deception or bondage and caused us to miss the mark. Maybe way miss the mark. Maybe just miss the mark. But no one human, apart from this one who came, has been perfect. But he said, I've come that my perfection would then be released for you, and that God the Father could look at you and say, these are perfect ones, for they walk in my righteousness, and they're carried with my righteousness. Saved, saved. Save sinners from their guilt and shame. Some have no shame for the sin they walk in, for they haven't realized yet how much is contrary to the word of God. And others carry great shame, for they know, look what I've done. But God says, I've come to save you from that, to wash it away, to erase it away, that you might be brand new. I've come for that purpose. Today we celebrate the one who said, I've come. I've come with a purpose. I've come, and so that God could, Father, could fulfill his purpose through me, the Son. He could do it. He could bring across the perfect one, so he could remove from you and I any place of transgression, any place where we've caused harm or hurt, disappointment, where we've done damage, or when we've suffered damage and suffered harm. He said, I've come. It says in 1 Timothy again, it's a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. It says this is worthy of full acceptance. Let's just let that be fresh and new again. Let's just accept him again. Let's accept him in a fresh way, because there's such a freshness, and that's what this celebration, this Christmas time is. What a fresh time to be awakened again to the fullness of the knowledge that knowing him, knowing Jesus, knowing what he's done and what he's yet to do is a place of salvation that we walk in. Oh, Father, hear our prayer today. Let us pray this together. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift you gave to rescue us, to save us, to deliver us from all our sins. Jesus, thank you for coming, for paying a price, for going to the cross, and dying in my stead, dying in my place, that my sins could be wiped away, that I would be forgiven. And thank you, Jesus, for letting the Holy Spirit cause you to rise again. We see you seated in the heavenlies, having completed a work, having brought your blood instead of ours. And we thank you that you sent Holy Spirit, that we might walk in this newness of life, that we might walk in the truth. We might walk in the truth that we are free, that we are whole, that we are delivered. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's a trustworthy statement. Jesus came to save us, to save us, save us. But you know what? The nativity wasn't the end of the story. The baby laying in a manger wasn't the end of the story. I have to stop in a minute and say, Apostle Bob has this dire, you know, when we decorate for Christmas, we've put out in the past a little nativity. But he says, that's just not the whole story. I hate the thought that people see it and don't get the whole story. Well, some of us do, because we know. But not every day. He says, you know how in some houses they put up lights and they put up decorations, and then they have something fairly new. They have like a movie going across the house. There's Santa in his sleigh and the reindeer. And there's Santa in his sleigh and the reindeer. And there it is again, Santa in his sleigh and his reindeer, as a movie. He said, where's the movie that shows coming out of that manger on our lawn a Christ? And see, shows him as a full man being held to a cross, hanging on a cross, and then from that going into a grave and then rising up again and going all the way, ascending to heaven and sitting on the throne and the glory, and then Holy Spirit coming in the earth. Whoa, where's that movie? I don't know where that movie is, but it plays in your heart and my heart, doesn't it? because we know. We know something. We know something. Mary, did you know? Did you know all that? And did you know, Mary, what that baby would be known for? What he would do? I mean, mothers usually don't get the full picture. I know there's a young lady sitting on this front row carrying a little baby in her tummy. She doesn't know. Joshua, do you know? Do you know what that child's going to do? What that child, he or she, is going to do? Uh-uh. They don't know. Where's my little list I wrote down here? Like, I don't know if John Paul, I don't know if when you were a tiny baby, if everybody looked at you and said, this guy's going to grow up to be quite a bold man. I don't know if they knew that. Did you know that this guy would have such boldness in him? ZJ, I don't know if your mama, when she held you as your baby, you're a pretty big guy now. I don't, hard to picture you as a little baby, but one day you were a little baby. Did your mama and your daddy know how creative you'd be? How much music ability and artistic ability were in you? I don't know if they knew that. Jamarius, did your parents know? Did your parents know when they looked at you? What did I write down? What about Jamarius? How caring you'd be? Did they know you'd be such a worshiper that every Sunday I see you worshiping and you get caught up in worship and you just worship the Lord? I don't think they knew that. And I think there's much more of that to come. Jamarius is going to come forth in you. Did they know? I mean, Jason, did your parents know what a tender heart you'd be and how much you'd serve your family and how much blessing that you'd bring to them? I don't know. How much do mothers know? How much do mothers and fathers know? Do they know? I mean, Kelly, did Mike and Nicole know that Kelly would come and play her drums and help facilitate our worship in such a wonderful way that I get so excited when she's drumming, you know? I think, oh, yes! I even like to see those fancy tennis shoes just... That's annoying. Did she know? Did she know? Did this mom and daddy know when this young lady would rise to this point in life that she would be part, a key of tying a whole family unit closer together? Did they know that your prayers would be heard by God and it would bring effect in the natural realm? I don't know if you knew that. I don't know. I mean, I could point at any one of you and say, did your mama know? Did your mama and daddy know? Because why? Because if you, what you did, if you prayed that prayer and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God said you've stepped into the newness of life that I've set forth in you. And it's not just an ordinary life. It's just not a natural life. You and I, by accepting Jesus Christ, by believing in the work of the one who came as a baby and grew in stature and then gave his very life to die for us, but then by the power of the Holy Spirit was raised from the dead to a newness of life, that you and I were raised to a newness of life, to live our life unto God. Oh, did we know those things? Did we know that that would take place? That we would step into that? Was it known? The nativity is not the end of the story. The cross isn't either. It's essential. The nativity was essential. The birth of Christ, the giving of God Almighty to be a baby and to be Emmanuel, God with us, was essential for our life. And the cross was essential for our salvation. But that's not the end of the story. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would walk on water? Did you know he'd give sight to the blind? Did you know that he will calm the sea? That the blind would see, the deaf would hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak. Mary, did you know? And I hear God say, did you know that because you chose to believe and chose to know that you're going to find out that in the same way I did, you can overrule nature, you can overcome circumstances, you can exercise authority over adverse and hindering situations. Did you know that? Did you know you could repair and reverse what is contrary to God's purpose and design? Do you know you don't have to be held to what was, what has been, and what has always been in your family line, that you can break it? Did you know that because you accepted me? Did you know because of what I did that no natural and no earthly thing can hinder you? We're stepping into a season of knowing like we have, people have not known. Many have known these things, but we're coming into a new realm of knowing, and we're going to know no earthly thing, no natural thing can hinder the purposes of God Almighty. I mean, the same God that could cause a woman to conceive and bear a child, to conceive a child in her womb without the natural flow of a male and a female together, the God who could do that, who could step and say, I'm going to do something totally outside the realm of nature, that same God can do something through you and I, and will do something through you and I. He says, step into the fullness of what I've called you to be. Step into it. We have that same purpose that Mary had. What was Mary's purpose? God said, it's too exciting. God says, I favored you that you could manifest the Christ in the earth. And God says to Wanda and to Mike and to Woody and to Chris and to Josh, and to wisdom, God said to each one of you, God said, I've chosen you. And because you received what I've done, and you've said, let it be unto me according to your word, God said, you will manifest me in the earth. You will not bring forth a child or an infant. No. You'll bring forth my word. You'll show forth my power. You'll walk in my purity. You'll walk with my wisdom. You will. I will because of him. This is a day, God said, when you think, see this Christmas story, you know, well, let me tell you my story. Yeah, you say that. You say, I once was, but not anymore because of him. Even it could be this very morning, you say, well, this morning I was, but not now, because I have freshly received the salvation that's given to me in Christ, and I walk fresh and new. You're going to encounter some people maybe in the, maybe today, maybe tomorrow in your family group that you can say, well, they once were, but now God is moving and is going to do something different. We have the same purpose that Mary had, to reveal Christ, to manifest Christ in the earth. And Mary said, how could this be? I mean, how could something so beyond me happen? And what did the word say to her? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And he says, now, because of the work of Jesus, not only will the Holy Spirit come upon you, not only does Holy Spirit overshadow you, Holy Spirit comes in us. God said, I made a place. I made a place. I made you the place. I made you clean. I made you the place where that perfect lamb could then rise up and be the amazing, majestic God that he is. I made you that place by my Holy Spirit, that my Holy Spirit could come in you, that you can proclaim to things that are adverse, things that are contrary, You can speak to atmospheres. You can speak to storms that are going on. Maybe you can walk on water. I think there's that time coming where it's just everything natural. All the rules of the earth, all the natural things of earth. God said, I am the ruler of the nation. I am the creator of this earth. And you can step into the realm just as I call you to. And I'm not going to let any earthly thing stand in the way. I'm just not going to do it, God said. I'm not going to let things like that stand. Through him, there's an outgoing of life. Through him, there's an outgoing of love. Through him, there's light. Through him, there's power. And it can't be explained on a human basis. And so what you do, what you say, how you think, how you feel, your emotions, every aspect of your being, all that you're connected to, no longer has to be defined on a natural basis because we have God Almighty who has said, I want a people. I want a people on the earth that if in that day there could be a proclamation of the angels who proclaim peace on earth and joy, joy on earth, goodwill to man. Let's walk in that goodwill. I mean, goodwill. He has a will for us that's very, very good. And we're going to discover more and more of it so that we could even say to ourselves, next month, did you know? Did you know that on Christmas Eve at the service, when you were stirred up again to realize, I carry Holy Spirit within me, did you know that it would result in this? Did you know that when you prayed with somebody at work, you'd see them healed? Did you know that you would bring forth a deliverance to somebody who was bound and snared by the hold of Satan on their life, that you would have authority? Did you know? Did you know that? Did you know you'd speak to students who are struggling with that time of life that says, what's reality? What's authentic? And you'd say, I know. And that they would hear it and receive it and walk in it.
Amen.
Did you know? I want to know. I wish I could listen to all your stories next week and next month and next year about all the things that you'd say, I didn't even realize how amazing this would be. That God would turn situations that I thought were not reversible. That he would change things. That he would speak into existence, something that didn't exist before. That he would bring life and light, and he would use me by his Holy Spirit. Let's just raise our hand for a minute. Holy Spirit, we're the ones who are saying, yes, let it be unto us according to your word. We say yes. If you can say yes, say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let it be unto us according to your word. Let us be filled with your Holy Spirit, that the same power that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in us. And yes, Holy Spirit, you can have your way. Yes, Holy Spirit, you can do just as the Father wills. Yes, you can speak through me. Yes, you can act through me. Yes, Holy Spirit, you can have your way. This is a day when we freshly say yes. We say yes. We say yes. Hallelujah. So as we celebrate, as you celebrate in whatever ways you celebrate, know what you're celebrating. Know what it is you're celebrating. Know what it is you've stepped into. Know that it takes you far beyond situations and things. Things that have caused pain and struggle. Things that cause hurt, things that places where sickness and disease has been part. No, it's a new day. Yeah. It's a new day. God says, I want you to know. I want you to know. Remember, he says to know. That's eternal life. What's that? scripture, I read that again, that he said in the beginning, eternal life means to know and experience God as the only true God. Eternal life means to know and experience Jesus Christ as the Son whom you've sent. Father, you sent your Son. You sent him. You sent him. And sending him into this earth had to be that he had to become, he had to lay down his attributes and become as a baby, a brand new infant. But thank you. Thank you, Father, that you had a will for him to walk in. And you prepared the way that he would grow, that he would grow, that he would grow in knowledge. He would grow in favor with you and with man, that he would increase in his physical being and in his soul, his spirit. He would increase and become the one you called him to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, you were willing to pay the price. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, when you ascended to heaven, taking your own blood and setting in the true tabernacle and saying, it's paid for, it's all paid for, it's all paid for. They can be the same righteous ones as I am. It's paid for, that then you could say from the Father, now, Father, release your promise. The greater gift, even the gift of Holy Spirit, that now we can walk. We can walk faithfully in what you've given us to be. Lord, we celebrate you. Let's stand up and shout, hallelujah! 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 I think we need some more music. Where's our team? We need to sing. I'm feeling joy to the world. I'm feeling hallelujah. I'm feeling it's good.
Oh, a couple of quick announcements while the worship team's coming, and we're going to celebrate a traditional song that was written years ago out of this house and gone the world. But this week there is no first fruits or no intercessory prayer. You get a break off. So that an announcement for our in-house, we can announce that Jofi is engaged. You can pray. She made that announcement, and a young man that she brought here out of Indiana, a pastor on staff down in Indiana, and so you can celebrate that with Jofi. Also, keep in prayer, Joyce not here today. Joyce had another hip replacement, so she's in recovery, and she's doing great, and Holly had a open heart surgery. Pray for her, for everything to come in agreement. And Chris, we thank God for the stents that opened up his airways. And so we're just praying for miracles. This is a year of miracles. So we're going to celebrate. They're getting there, so I can keep giving announcements, I guess, and talking. But I thought in Luke chapter 2, when it talked about the shepherds, it says, this is a sign for them. I believe the sign was they understood the swaddling cloths. And after they got the word, they said, let's go see that. And they went and saw that. Amen. What a miracle. A sign for them. And it says they went and told the message. They were the first evangelists telling of the message that this is the Lord and he is Christ. The first evangelist that experienced it was that they saw the sign of the sacrificial lamb, Jesus. Amen? So are we ready to celebrate Jesus? She's ready. Let's do it.
I said I'm almost ready. Oh, praise you, Jesus.
On the 25th of December, all around the world, people gather to celebrate our birth. King of kings and Lord of lords, born here in a stable. Happy birthday to the King.
sense. Those kings who travel through snow. Don't you know that this baby boy is born to save your soul? So let your voices up and sing. In February, some say it is on the full moon. Well, I don't care what day it's on, as long as I can sing this song. Happy birthday to the king. Happy birthday to the king. Happy birthday to the king of kings. Happy birthday to the king. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Song, I am on my way, heaven bound. Salvation is the song I sing, for He is Lord of everything. Happy birthday to the King. Happy birthday to the King. Happy birthday to the King. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
celebrate Jesus' birthday. Amen?
Yeah.
Man, if we're born again and we know He is who He says He is,
yeah.
Woo! Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes.
On behalf of Apostle Linda and I and our staff, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. We send you now into your family gatherings as evangelists. Be bold. Open your mouth. Share the love of Jesus with those. We're praying. Remember to pray for Naza. She's in London with her, or in England with her husband. And so she flew over there. So pray for her that she has a great time and encounter and together. We're praying for her husband to get his work so he can get over here and be with us. And so just lift your hands and let me pray a blessing over you. Father, we thank you. We are so blessed that you came to bless us, Father, with the gift of salvation. You came and blessed us with the gift, Father, in our mouths, to open our mouths and to share the joy, the life of Christ. And we thank you that, Father, this year will be a great year of breakthrough in every area of our lives. I pray a blessing upon everyone. We pray right now, Father, for our loved ones, for our family members, those that they would come into an encounter with Jesus Christ. That this year, all the intercession and all the prayers that we've been praying for, Father, we thank you. We'll see them come to pass in Jesus' name. We just see it. We open the eyes of our heart and we see them coming in. And we call in the lost from the north, the south, the east, and the west, starting with our own families and those we influence, and whole communities, whole neighborhoods, this nation, and the nations of the world, Father. We thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you for pouring out your blessing upon us, the gift of salvation and the gift of Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, just lift your hands and say, I receive according to your word, the word that you spoke. Nothing is impossible with you. You believe that? Let it be done. Amen. Let's give them a praise. Greet three or four people and bless them, you know, with the Christ in. And we'll see you next week. You don't want to miss next week, New Year's Eve, as we just release the word for the coming year. So come expecting to receive. Invite someone to come. Be blessed in Jesus' name.